Six Nations elected councils say a decision will be made during next Monday's general finance meeting on whether Band Council will support funding a new Gowanio private school building. The school has operated from the second floor of the Iroquois Lacrosse Arena for over a decade and have been campaigning to raise $31.5 million to construct a new building for the school. Gowanio states on their website that the design brief and architectural drawings for the new building have been completed and site work did begin in fall of 2022. During the September 12th General Council meeting, Gowanio Private School board members shared with Six Nations elected council that the school was denied funding through Infrastructure Canada's Green and Inclusive Community Buildings program. Gowanio Private School Vice Chair Member Rose Miller detailed the rejection letter that Gowanio School received from Infrastructure Canada, stating that their funding was denied.
In that letter, it states that there is no other avenue that we can access to apply for funding, for further funding. So we want to know what your next steps are. Mind you, we did see Mark today. He was there with Patty Hadju. They are both aware of this. We also had a meeting with Chris Rowe today at 3. He is aware of this and they are aware of this.
Councillor Hazel Johnson voiced her frustrations on the Six Nations Language School being denied funding on this attempt and multiple times in previous years.
First of all, the letter that was sent out to all of us, that would be us four councillors who are supposed to be representing council on the Gowanio Building Committee. That letter was so specific, it was like a layout from start to finish. And the attestation part that they completed spelled out everything, so there was nothing left undone. There was nothing left undone. And then to get a letter that says you can't ask any more questions, there's something fishy about that. I think they're going to keep saying no. It don't matter how many times that you fill out an application and ask for funding for this school, they're going to keep saying no. They started saying no when the school first asked for funding. And I think at that time it was around $12 million. Next time they asked, it was up to around 18, and then 20-something, now it's up to 30. So that pattern is telling everybody that they have no intention.
Councillor Johnson provided the rest of Six Nations elected council with alternative options on how they could help the school get construction underway without government funding, including backing the school in receiving a bank loan with council's support or withholding tax money that some community businesses pay to the government and instead providing that money to help fund the school.
I'm going to suggest to council now that in order to deal with the property is already set to have construction start, that this council back a loan from a bank. The banks are willing to give them a loan. It's just us who have to be in approval of it to co-sign for them. That's the fastest way. And I've talked to Mark about this, and he has also said, and I said, why don't we just not send $30 million to the government of the GRE money, tax money that they submit. Just give it to Gowanio and let them start building next week. There's two good options, either that or the other one, but we need to be firm in our stance and say, okay, this is what we're going to do now.
Councillor Nathan Wright reiterated Councillor Johnson's remarks and added that Six Nations elected council should look into involving the Office of the Auditor General of Ontario into these discussions to make sure the government is held accountable.
I think we got to start flexing some muscle as it relates to this current government, the Liberal government. Today was a little wonky. I had this information prior to. I think I would have given her a little bit more of my ear. In terms of the preparation, even for those types of meetings, having a very important minister in the community and you know, not being able to address issues like this is kind of problematic, but that's for us to fix. The only thing I'll add to kind of what's already been said is there's an interesting tool we should start using, because I'm now looking at the letter. And I see where the BS comes in when it says the zero carbon building design standard version 3 or be exempt from that. Nobody can get around that. That's one of their tactics that they use. It's hard to get around, and they do exempt, but that exemption has to come from the minister. So my suggestion also is I think we got to get the Auditor General. We got to get their tools and their systems involved in this. They're watchdogs looking at what government is doing on this particular file. Not just send them this letter, send them all the proposals, everything that's been done, to the Auditor General's office so that they can hold their own bureaucrats to account. Because I agree with you, Hazel. I think there's something fishy. And the best tools that they have is using their own tools against them.
Councillor Greg Fraser says discussions were had between Six Nations Chief Mark Hill, Six Nations Elected Council, and the Minister of Indigenous Services of Canada, Patty Haidu, on using excise taxes from different Six Nations businesses to fund infrastructure projects like the new Gowanio School building.
We had a little quick little meeting before Minister Haidu went over to the school. And again, the excise tax subject came up, talked quite at length about it. And one of the things was that was the need for the Gowanio School for the funding. And she seemed to be quite receptive to seeing that if there was some way that there would be some type of formula that we could get that excise tax money. She just seemed to be receptive, as all of these ministers are. But as far as commitment, she didn't say she had money in the education budget to fund the school. She did gave no commitment that way. But we did speak length at this the uses or the use of this excise tax. And she did seem to be quite receptive to that. I think, Christopher, you could probably chime in on this. There was also the infrastructure bank or something else, which we didn't seem to want to go down. We were pushing that excise tax to be used specifically for all of these buildings and structures that we need, and that and she did seem to be receptive in that light. But where it goes, as everyone knows, we'll have to see.
Councillor Johnson reaffirmed her stance on the issue and says the school has waited too long to be built, and says council needs to make a decision on the next steps.
Why would we even want to sit and wait for any more ministers to come here? We've already had Mark Miller and then today Patty Haidu, and all they do is go over to the school, take a look around, and I feel like they could care less. In my heart, I feel like they could care less. So I'm pleading with you, council, make a resolution where they can start the school and not have to wait anymore. It's already been too long. And like Danielle said about truth and reconciliation, the government just uses those stupid words to satisfy themselves. So let's be strong. Let this council be strong, and let's make a decision.
Six Nations Elected Council voted to bring the resolution back to council's next general finance meeting for Six Nations finance team to consider supporting Gowanio Private School and their efforts to build the new school building.